Okay, today's daf is Megillah Daf Gimel. Let us begin on Daf Beis and Beis, three lines from the bottom of the page on Beis and Beis. So the Gemara is going to tell us another statement of Rabbi Yirmiyahu v'Yitamei Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, because we had just had a different statement of Rabbi Yirmiyahu v'Yitamei Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, but this one really has nothing to do with our discussion of when to read the Megillah. The Gemara is going to start talking about the letters that have a different form when they are at the end of a word than they are when they are in the middle of a word, and where those letters came from. Then the Gemara is going to get into where the Targum of the Torah and the Targum of Nevi'im and Ksuvim of Nevi'im came from, and why there is no official Targum of Ksuvim. And then the Gemara is going to tell us about the difference between Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi versus Daniel in terms of their relative levels to each other. And the Gemara is going to talk about whether we're Mvatel Avoda or Talmud Torah for the sake of Mikra Megillah, and it's going to have a long discussion about the hierarchy of different types of things, different types of Avodas Hashem that one would do. Mikra Megillah, Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, Talmud Torah, Meis Mitzvah, which one comes before the others. Then toward the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to discuss so a little bit more, is going to start a list of eight different statements of Rabbi Shua ben Levi that starts with some comments about the definition of a city that's samuch, that's close by, and what's the gedder of a krach exactly. So that's going to be toward the end of the daf. So again, let us pick up three lines from the bottom of the page on daf beis amud beis. Rabbi Yirmiyahu v'Yitamei Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Menatzvach Tzofim Omrum. The letters Mem, Nun, Tzadi, Pei, Chaf, which have different forms when they appear at the end of a word, were said by the Nevi'im, by the Tzofim. The Tzofim is a reference to various Nevi'im. So says Mark Tizra, Vaksiv, Elam, isn't there a rule that a Navi is not allowed to be mechadish something that it doesn't say in the Torah? And aside from that, the Torah tells us that the Rav Chista tells us that the Mem and the Samach in the Luchos, since the Luchos were completely chiseled out through and through from one end to the other, the Mem and the Samach should not be able to work, because the center part of the middle of the donut, right, should have fallen out. But it was B'nei Sayyum didn't manage to stand by virtue of a miracle. But don't you see that the Mem obviously is only miraculous if we're talking about a Mem Sofit, which only happens if they already had that version of the Mem. So you can't say that it was only the Nevi'im that instituted such a version of the Mem. The Rashba writes in a Tshuva in Chelek Zayin Sim Shinun Beis that you see from here that when you write a Mem Sofit, you have to make sure that it's actually touching on all sides. Otherwise, you wouldn't need B'nei Sayyumdin. If it was kosher, even if it wasn't B'nei Sayyumdin, then if it was kosher, even if it wasn't touching on all sides, it wouldn't have been necessary to have a miracle. So the fact that it was necessary to have a miracle shows us that that it's only kosher if you have it entirely touching on all sides. The raya, one could argue, is not the best raya, because one could say, yeah, it's still kosher if it's not touching on all sides, but Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to write it the best possible way, not in a way that's just barely kosher. But anyway, so the Gemara answers in Mahava Havu Velova Yadi Hebam Sateve Besofteva. Certainly these letters existed before the Nevi'im, but they didn't know which Mem appears in the middle of a word and which one appears at the end of a word. And that's what the Nevi'im determined. The Nevi'im determined that the open Mem appears in the middle of a word or at the beginning of a word, and the closed Mem appears at the end of a word. Says Gemara, but still that's beyond the capacity of a Navi to be able to do. Still, the Navi is not allowed to make new things up, and if there was no tradition of where the Mem is supposed to appear, how could the Navi have the right to make something like that up? The Radvaz says that Rav Chista himself says in Imra Zutra, Mem B'samach Shabaluchos B'nei Sayyumdin, also holds like the opinion that the Torah was given B'Ksav Ivri. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Aleph that discusses when the Torah was originally given, was it given in K'sav Ashuris or was it given in K'sav Ivri? So Radvaz raises the question, Rav Chista himself holds it was given in K'sav Ivri, which means none of the letters, the way we formed them, were the way the Torah was given in the first place. It's just that Ezra changed it to Ksav Ashuri. So in the Ksav Ivri, the Mem and the Samach are connected. You don't even need any sort of miracle. So what's going on? Asks the Radvaz. So Radvaz says that you have to say L'chol HaDeos, the Aseres HaDibros were written on the Luchos in Ksav Ashuri, and the Mem and the Samach therefore required the Nes. It's just that Marzutra and Rav Yossi in Mesach Sanhedrin hold that the Luchos with this Ksav were not seen by other people, and therefore the Torah itself that we got was only B'Ksav Ivri, and we didn't get to see the Ksav of the Luchos. It was only Yechidei Skula who were familiar with this Ksav. Mirov Kedusha Saksav, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have the right to write down this Ksav when he wrote down his Sifrei Torah. He had to write it Dafka B'Ksav Ivri, and that's why he gave it to Klal Yisrael. And when Ezra came back from the Golus, he changed the Ksav back into Ksav Ashuri, which became the standard Ksav that we were able to use. So that's why, even if you hold that it was given B'Ksav Ivri, it still, you would require the Nes. But bottom line, the Gemara still asks the question, wait a second, how were the Nevi'im able to tell us where the Mem and the Samach landed? If it wasn't something, where the Mem rather, where you would have the open Mem, where you would have the closed Mem, if it wasn't something that was from earlier generations, Ela Shachem L'Chazviyastu, must be that it was forgotten at some point in time, and then they went back, and they were miyasided again, they brought it back. But it must have been forgotten at some point in time. And that's the Kash all the Rishonim say, what do you mean they forgot it at some point in time? There's writing. It's writing of Torah. Just open up a Sefer Torah. How do you forget something like that? According to that Radvaz, it makes a lot of sense that it was forgotten. It was in Ksav Ashuris. And then but they had their Sefer Torah were in Ksav Ivri. And that's how it could have been forgotten. Another statement of Rabbi Yirmiyahu Avitam Rabbi Chiya Baraba. Targum shel Torah unklas hager amru. Mipi Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua. The Targum of the Torah that we have on the side of the Chumash was written by unklas hager in the name of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua. Targum shel Nevi'im, the Targum of Nevi'im, Yonasan ben Uziel, Amar Mipi Chagai Zechariah Malachi. It was given to us by Yonasan ben Uziel by the mouth of Chagai Zechariah Malachi. V'nizdaz Eretz Yisrael Abrameos Parsa, Abrameos Parsa. There was a massive earthquake when the Targum shel Nevi'im was written. The whole Eretz Yisrael shook 400 parcels by 400 parcels. Yotza Baskel Va'amra, and a heavenly voice came out and said, Mi huzeh shegilos Torah el b'nei Adam? Who's the one giving away all my secrets to people? Amad Yonasan ben Uziel al Ragla Va'amra, Niu shegilisis Torah el b'nei Adam. Yonasan ben Uziel said, it's me! Golev Yodula v'necha shalol kvod yasisi v'lol kvod beis Abba. And you know full well that I'm not doing this for my own honor, and I'm not doing it for the honor of my family. El kvod cha asisi shalol yirbu machlokas b'Yisrael. I'm only doing it for your honor, Ribbono Shel Olam, so that we won't have more machlokas in Klal Yisrael. Va'od bikesh legalos targum shel ksuvim, and then they wanted, Yonas and Menuziel again wanted to be megala what the targum of ksuvim is. Yotza baskel v'yamr lo dayecha, and the baskel came out and said, no, it's enough. You already revealed too much. My time mishim d'isbekets Mashiach, because the targum of ksuvim would reveal to us when Mashiach is going to come, and that's information that's not healthy for us to have. V'targum shel Torah unklas hageramaro, asked the Gemara, wait a second, is that true that the Targum of Torah was said by Unklus? What's the pasuk referring to when the pasuk in Nehemiah tells us that Vayikra b'sefer b'Torah se'elukim meforash b'som sechel v'yavinu b'mikra? So Vayikra b'sefer Torah se'elukim ze mikra. That's a reference to mikra. Meforash ze Targum. That's a reference to Targum. V'som sechel elu apsukin. That refers to where to end each pasuk, where a sof pasuk is. V'yavinu b'mikra elu piskei taimim. That's a reference to the trap. V'armila elu mesoros. And some say it's a reference to the various mesoros that we have in how to write the words of the Torah, just like we just had in this past week's parsha with the vav katua that we had. Shachem v'chazur v'yas. So bottom line is, don't you see that the targum is already alluded to by the Navi? So how can you say that Uncle Sager is one that gave us the Targum? The Navi Nechemiah already refers to the Targum. So Shachem v'chazur v'yasim. You have to say that the Targum was there, it was forgotten, Uncle has brought it back. So the Gemara just asked a side question. We mentioned that when the Targum of Torah was written, so fine, it was written, Unklus wrote it. Targum of Navi was written, and all of a sudden there are earthquakes. So are there earthquakes for Targum of Navi, but no earthquakes for the Targum of Torah? In the Torah, everything is spelled out. Things are very, in Mikriot Semite Pshuto. In Navi, there's a lot of allegory. There's a lot of things that are not supposed to be read Kipshuto. pshuto, and therefore there are many more hidden messages that will be given away just by translating, just by giving targum of Navi that you wouldn't get just from the targum of the Torah. By the targum of the Torah, you're translating pshuto shel mikra. That rule, ein mikra yotzei midei pshuto, pashtus only applies to chumash. It does not apply to Nevi'im Ksuvim. That's what the Rambam writes. The Rambam says that even though in Mikriot Simidei Pshuto, when the Navi says that Garze Evim Keves, that doesn't mean that actually a wolf and a lamb are going to live together in peace and harmony. It means that Eretz Yisrael and the Jewish people is surrounded by all of its friendly neighbors, not so friendly neighbors, that one day there's going to be peace between them. That's Garze Evim Yimosu Mashiach. That's the comment the Ravid says. What do you mean? The Ravid attacks the Rambam. He says, what are you talking about? V'alo b'torah k'siv ishpati chai ra min aretz. Torah says ishpati chai ra min aretz. So all the Acharim don't understand what's the Ravid's problem. The Rambam just said it's all allegory, that you can understand it as allegory. So that's what Reuven Margolios explains. No, the Ravid was very meduyak. The Ravid says, I have no problem with your allegory as long as you're dealing with Pesukim and Navi. V'alo b'torah k'siv ishpati chai ra min aretz. What are you going to do with the fact that it says in the Torah, Vishpati Chayra Minaret? How are you going to explain that? Al Derech HaTeva, because the Rambam's taina is that Ein Bein, the Rambam Paskins, like the Sheet of Shmuel, that Ein Bein Olam Azali, Mosam Sheikh, Al Shib Malchus Bulvad, that the nature is not going to change in the future, that the natural world is still going to be what it is. So that's the Ravid's attack. The Ravid says, but what do you mean? The Torah says Vishpati Chayra Minaret. And Ein Mikra Yotzi Midei Pshuto. So Ein Mikra Yotzi Midei Pshuto is a rule in Chumash, because by Chumash everything is Pshuta Shel Mikra, but in Navi there's a lot of allegory, so just the Targum alone would give away so much. Tichsiv Bayom Ahu Yigdol Mispad Yerushalayim Kemispad Hadadrimon Bibikas Megidon, that the Hesped will be so great like the Hesped of Hadadrimon in Bikas Megidon. And that pasuk makes no sense without some Targum. V'am Rav Yosef V'mol Targum Adayikra Lo Yadana Maikamer. And Rav Yosef says, had it not been for the Targum of this pasuk, we never know what the pasuk is talking about. Rav Yosef was an expert in Targum, because Rav Yosef, we know, was blind. So Rav Yosef was the one that said that if anyone would tell me that a blind person is pata from mitzvahs, avinu yamatov l'rabbanon, but then he heard that a gadol mitzuv yosef yosef mishenu mitzuv yosef, so he would make a yamatov l'rabbanon if he found out that a blind person was chayav mitzvahs. So because he was blind, and there is a rule that dvarim shebichsav yatara she'lamrim balpeh, you're not allowed to say Torah shebichsav balpeh, and he had no way of reading it. The only way he could say it was balpeh. So he became a master of Targum, because he had to say everything in Targum. So that's Rav Yosef is always the one that's a master of Targum. So Rav Yosef is the one that says, had it not been for the Targum of this pasuk, I wouldn't have known what it's talking about. It's about the Hesper of Achav. And the Hesper of Yoshia. That's what the pasuk is talking about, but we never would have figured that out had we not known the Targum of the pasuk. Ve'ri'isi ani Daniel levadi esamara v'anoshim asher yomi lo ro'u esamara. Avol charad gedol enough lavem ve'yivruchu be'echavei. Daniel says, I saw a certain vision, and the people that were with me didn't see the vision, but they were seized with a terror, and they ran away to hide. So maninu anoshim, who are these men that were with Daniel? Amar b'yirmi v'yitem rabchia baraba. So again, this is now statement number 4, I think, of Rabbi Yirmi v'yitem rabchia baraba. Chagai Zachariah Umalachi. Who is this? This is a reference to Chagai Zachariah and Malachi. They were the ones that were with Daniel. Inu adifi minei v'iu adav minayu. Each of the Chagai Zachariah and Malachi in some ways were superior to Daniel, and in some ways Daniel was superior to them. Inu adifi minei, they were better than him, dinu nevi v'iu lav navi, because they were neviim, he wasn't a navi. Iu adav minayu, diu chazavi inu lochazu, but in some way he was superior to them, because he saw this vision, they didn't see it, they were just terrified. Ask the Gemara, v'chim yachad lochazu, my time of visu. If they didn't see it, why were they terrified? Even though they didn't see it, their mazel saw it. You know, sometimes a person just has a feeling, like a scared feeling or something. So that's the mazel seeing something. Amar Ravina, Shmamina Haiman Demivis, Avagav Diulo Chazi, Mazle Chazi. The Gemara says sometimes you see a person is just terrified, just scared of something. Even though he didn't see anything scary, it means that his mazel saw something scary. Maita Kante, so what should you do if that happens to you? Likri Kriyashma, you should say Kriyashma Vikai. Come, and if you happen to be in a dirty place where you can't say Kriyashma, Lynch of Miduchte Arba proper garmidi, then you should travel 4 garmidi away from where you are. V'ilo le'mahachi, and if not, then say the following passage: Eze de'beitavchi shmena minai, that a goat from the butcher butcher shop is fatter than I am. Meaning that's a way to tell the shadim to leave you alone, that they should go attack other types of things and leave a person alone. V'hashadam medina yiris. So now we go back to the discussion of Megillah. So we had a machlokas, we had a discussion about when we read the Megillah and for different places, and what the whether we define Mukefas Choma from the days of Yeshua ben Nun or we define it from the days of Achashverosh. And we said how each Shita, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, the Tanav our Mishnah, read the Psukim Medina, Ir V'Ir. So it says Gemara, V'hashadam Medina, Ir V'Ir L'drasha. Once we use Medina and Ir V'Ir to teach us a drasha, Mishpachu Mishpacha L'mayasa. So what do we do with the phrase Mishpachu Mishpacha? Amar Rabbi Yosef Berchanina, Lahav Yimishpachas Kuna L'Viya Shemivatan Avadasan Ubal Nishma Mikra Megillah. It's coming to tell us that the families of Kohanim and Levim are Mevatel their Avoda in order to do Mikra Megillah. D'amar Rabbi Domerav, Kohanim Avadasan Levim Duchanim Yisrael Ma'amatan Kulam Mevatan Avadasan Ubal Nishma Mikra Megillah. All of them, all of these groups, the Kohanim doing the Avoda, the Levim and the Duchan and the Yisraelim doing the Maimid, all stop in order to do Mikra Megillah. Asks Tosfos, why do you have to stop to do Mikra Megillah? Amay Mevatlin, V'lachar Kriya, Yeshar B'Yishos La'Avoda. Read Megillah, how long does it take? Half hour, 40 minutes, 45 minutes. Then go back and do the Avoda. Why does that mean you have to be Mevatel the Avoda? So says Tosfos, a phenomenal Yisod. Kiven de Mishehei Rayom Avizman Avoda, Ve'manichno Sabishvila Kriya, Mishum Hachi Kari Lei Bittel. Since the Zman Avoda starts as soon as Heir Rayom, as soon as it becomes light, and you are delaying in that avoda, it's taptosos, and you're delaying in that avoda, that delay is called bitul avoda. Sounds like Tosfos is saying Yisod, that delaying a mitzvah is called a bitul mitzvah. Rav Shechter discusses this concept in his article on family planning. Right? Let's say a couple gets married and they're not ready to have children yet. They don't want to have children yet. They want to wait. They want to delay the mitzvah. Is that called a bitul mitzvah of puravu? So he has a raya from the Chazanish, I think, in Demai or something. Something like that. But maybe this Tosfos is a raya that's called a bitul mitzvah also. Bitul mitzvah is not only when one doesn't do a mitzvah, but even if one delays a mitzvah somewhat.
Isn't it different though, just because Ladafka, every time when it's Tashrish, it's going to end up resulting in a kid now?
Yeah, but meaning the mitzvah is to try. And the mitzvah is a sak to be period of Rivia. You're not part of the mitzvah until you have a boy and a girl, but the mitzvah is to try. Tosfos raises another question. So, okay, you don't want to delay the avodah. So do the avodah first, and then do the Megillah. He says, no, better to read in Matzibur, and the Tzibur reads Megillah right away. So that's why it's called Bittul Avodah. And that's why the Beis Rebbe would even be Mevatel Talmud Torah to go read the Megillah, because they made a simple Kal v'chomer me'avoda uma avoda shihi chamura mevatlinan. If we're Mevatel Avoda, which is more strict than Talmud Torah lo kolshkein, then Talmud Torah, which is less strict, we should for sure be Mevatel for the sake of Mikra Megillah. It's a fascinating idea that the Gemara is saying that we're Mevatel Talmud Torah for the sake of Mikra Megillah. Is that called Bittul Talmud Torah? Isn't Megillah itself Talmud Torah? I mean, Megillah is also, if you read the Pesukim of Megillah, you'd be Mekayim Talmud Torah. How is that called being Mevatel Talmud Torah? So in the Tshuva's Beis Ephraim, in Or Chaim Sim Samaches, he says, no, reading Megillah is not Talmud Torah. And he says that when you read the Megillah, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Kriya is not L'Islamed. It's in order to tell over the story and the great miracles that Hashem did, but it's not a din in Talmud Torah. And he sounds like he says that it's not, even when you learn the Megillah, it's not like other Nevi'im Ksuvim. It doesn't have a din of Talmud Torah. So the Avnei Nezer in the Tshuva, Or Chaim Sim Tav Kuf Yud Zayin, says, what on earth is the Beis Ephraim talking about? This is canonized. This part of Tanakh. How could you say it's not a din of Talmud Torah? Aside from that, we're going to have 6 straight plot of Gemara where all we do is learn through the Psukim of the Megillah. It's the only place in all of Shas. We have so much Gemara, one after the other, after just going through Psukim of the Megillah. All of that is Bittul Torah. All of that is not Talmud Torah. We're going to have 6 straight days of Daf Yomi where we're going to have Bittul Torah. Asks the Avnei Nezer, he says, lo yitachin, it can't possibly be. So the Avnei Nezer says, no. Now the Beis Ephraim himself says, no, another answer. answer also. And the other answer, I think, is the more widely accepted answer. So there are two types of bittul Torah. There's bittul Torah be'kamus and bittul Torah be'echus. If a person has the ability to learn a complicated sugya and to focus and use his entire mental energy on a sugya, and instead he learns enjoyable agarata about Megillah, but he really has the ability to do more, he has the ability to focus more, so that's bittul Torah be'echus. He's learning at a lower quality, a lower level of Torah. The way he that's the way the Nefesh HaChaim explains it. It says in general about bittul Torah. The base Ephraim says it a little differently. He says that there's learning Torah, and then there's being mosif on your yediyas haTorah. So if a person already knows the Megillah, to just say what he knows already in the Megillah is not being mosif on his yediyas haTorah, and therefore it's a bittul Torah be'echus. It's not that you always need to be learning the most complicated thing your brain could possibly grasp at that time, but you need to be mosif onto your knowledge. You're not being mosif onto your knowledge if you're just reading the Megillah over and over again. So that's why it's a bittul Torah on that level. The Rosh Hashanah has a third teretz. He says that maybe our Gemara is talking about a Rebbe who's teaching his Talmidim, and the Talmidim already heard Megillah. So for the Rebbe to go and stop the shir, to go hear the Megillah, is a bittul Torah, not for himself, it's a bittul Torah for all the Talmidim, because they already heard the Megillah, and now they're not going to be in shir, and they're not going to be hearing the shir from the Rebbe. So that's how the Rosh Hashanah is mitaris this question. But anyway, so the Gemara says it was a kal v'chomer, that if we're mevatel avoda, for sure mevatel Talmud Torah. So it says, is that a kal v'chomer? The avoda chamur mi Talmud Torah, is avoda more chamur than Talmud Torah? Seems that we have the chamor and the kal mixed up. Vaksiv pasuk says ve'yibios Yeshua be'yiricho ve'yisena vayar v'inei ish omid l'negdo. Yeshua is in Yericho and he sees a man standing across from him. Ve'yishtachvu and he bows to him. Ve'hech yavirachi. V'amru b'shob and Levi asal adam shitin shalom l'chaveru b'layla. Chayshin Hashem shaydu. Parenthetically, the Gemara just points out before we really get to our question to prove that Talmud Torah is more serious than avoda. The Gemara says, well, how could Yeshua give shalom to someone in the middle of the night? Isn't there a halacha that you're not allowed to greet anyone at night, because you always have to be choshish that maybe he's a demon, maybe he's a shade. So it says when Hashem yasam dam leki ani sar tzva Hashem. Now Yeshua knew this guy wasn't a shade because he said I'm a sar tzva Hashem. V'dilma mashakri, maybe he was lying. Shade him sometimes. What is he going to say? I'm a shade. No, of course he's going to claim he's one of the good guys. So gemiri d'lo mafki shem shemayim v'atala. We have a tradition that a shade would never say shem shemayim v'atala. So he never would have said that he's a sar tzva Hashem. Tosa says pirush riva davka chutz ear, and this whole chashash that you have to worry that you can't greet someone at night because you have to worry that he's a shade is only concerned outside of the city, because outside of the city is a place where there are mazikin. But if you're in town, then you don't have to worry that the person you're greeting is a shade. He said that's why the halacha is that if someone says kisvu get liishti, so we write a get for his wife, and we're not choshish that he's a shade. The only time we're choshish is a shade is if he's kore mitoch habor or something. He's somewhere out in the middle of nowhere, but in town we're not worried about such things that he's a shade. So it's interesting. So Tosfos in Piskei Tosfos it also quotes this halacha that you're not supposed to say to someone out in the middle of the field at night, you're not supposed to be nosin shalom because it might be a shade. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos Perkei Halacha Zayin says a Talmud Chacham should be makdim shalom l'kol adam so that people will like him. Rambam writes in Hilchos Avos Chavim Perkei Halacha Shalom b'shalom shal nachrim. We should always greet Kayim also, even on their chag, because of darkei shalom, but he never says this thing about not greeting people at night, because Shem Hashedu. So it's no wonder that the Rambam doesn't say it. The Tshuvas Yehuda Yala says, why doesn't the Rambam say it? Well, the Rambam doesn't say anything about Shedim. The Rambam ignores all the Shedim issues. He says there's no such thing as Shedim, so it's not really so shver that the Rambam doesn't say it. But the Ravid says that this whole din of being nosin shalom b'layla is a Mishnah Maseches Tamid. The Mishnah says that the Ish Harabayis would go around, and any Mishmar that wasn't up, the Ish Harabayis would say shalom alecha. Why wasn't he choshish that was a shade? So the Ravid says it must be that there was a tradition that the shadim weren't allowed in the Azara. So they knew that there weren't any shadim. So the poskim discuss in this context when we say Kiddush Levana. So there is a part of Kiddush Levana where we say shalom aleichem. Kiddush Levana is said at night, and it's said right outside of shul, and shuls typically were out in the middle of nowhere. That's why the Mishnah Berurah explains we say Magen Avos on Lel Shabbos because of Sakonas Mazikim, because the Batei Knesios were out in the middle of the field, and sometimes sometimes people were late to get to shul, and they were left alone in the shul, out in the middle of nowhere, so they were misaking this bracha, so when the shliach tzibur is saying this bracha, they'll be able to finish their tefillos, and they won't be left alone in the shul. So how can you say birch salavana, which is l'chora, against our sugya, because you're saying shalom, you're giving shalom l'chavero. So Rav Menashe Klein explains in his tshuvas, since at the time of Kiddush Levani, you're being mekabel p'nei shechina, that's what the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, daf mem beis, and lo yizach yishal l'achbel p'nei avim shebashmayim, pamachas b'chodesh dayam, that it's kabbal's p'nei shechina, so shedim aren't around at the time of kabbal's p'nei shechina. And that's why we're allowed to say shalom aleichem. He says, that's why we're dafka mesakin to say shalom aleichem, to show that we resolve to be mekabel p'nei shechina. That's dafka why we say shalom aleichem as part of the Kiddush HaChodesh. So that's what he suggests, part of Kiddush Levana is shalom aleichem. But anyway, the Gemara still hasn't shown anything about how we know Talmud Torah is more severe than Avodah. So now we get to that part, two lines from the bottom. So the Malach says to Yeshua, Emesh b'taltam, Talmud Shalbein Arbayim, Akshul b'taltam, Talmud Torah. Yesterday you were mevatel the Korban Taman, and today you're being mevatel Talmud Torah. Amrlo aleizem men basa. So Yeshua says, okay, which one bothers you more? Which one are you here for? So amrlo atabasi, what you did today. Being mevatel Talmud Torah is worse. Miyad ve'yon Yeshua b'laylu b'toche emek. So right away Yeshua slept over that night in the valley. And what does that mean? Amr Rabbi Yochum l'amit shalon ba'umka shal halacha. It means he slept in the depths of halacha, that he sat down to learn Torah. Tosav here raises the question, kasha amai batlu b'shlam Talmud Torah batlu v'yishoy yitzor. He says, I don't understand. Why didn't they do the Korban Taman? Instead, they didn't do Talmud Torah. You needed every man to be Tzara Li'ir. But Kohanim could have brought the Korban Taman, meaning someone was going to be Mevatel Talmud Torah because he needed people to in the war effort. But why couldn't you at least have the Kohanim do the Korban Taman? So he says, it's because the Aron was out of place. And without the Aron, they couldn't do the Korban Taman. Without the Aron, you can't have a sense of Mishkan. You can't have a sense of Mikdash. That's another thing Rav Shechter writes in Eretz HaTzvi, that the foundation of Kedushas, Mikdash, is the Aron. That's why the Gemara says that in the times of the second base of Mikdash, the Chizkiyah Melch, before the base of Mikdash was destroyed, took the Aron and hid it underground. Why did he hide it underground? Because if the Aron never would have been taken away, we could never have had a second base of Mikdash. The Aron needs to be on premises. That's the foundation of Kedusha. That's what Rav Shechter writes, the foundation of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is the same. That you need an Aron Kodesh in Beis HaKnesses. Without an Aron Kodesh in Beis HaKnesses, you don't have Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. That's why he has a problem with those shuls where the Aron is recessed like back behind the wall of the shul, because he thought that's considered a different room. It's a different reshus, and maybe it takes away from the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Okay, so the Gemara tells us further now. Vamar of Shmuel Bar Unya Gadol Talmud Torah Yosem Yakravis Tmidin Shnemar Atabasi. You see from this whole story of Yosef that Talmud Torah is more important than the Avodah. So that's the one long question. The Gemara said, we made a Kal V'chomer that if you're allowed to be Mevatel the Avodah from Mikra Megillah, so then for sure you're allowed to be Mevatel Talmud Torah from Mikra Megillah. So this is the Gemara's question. What do you mean? The Kal V'chomer is backwards. Talmud Torah is more severe than Avodah, because you see that that Yoshua was criticized more for the failures in Talmud Torah than for the failure in Avodah. Sans Gemara Lo Kasha Hadrab Hadiyachir. It depends whose Talmud Torah we're talking about, whether we're talking about Talmud Torah de Rabbim or Talmud Torah de Yachid. So the way it works out is Talmud Torah de Yachid is more Kal than Mikra Megillah and Avodah, but Talmud Torah de Rabbim is more Chamur than Mikra Megillah and Avodah. Right? That's the way it's gonna work out. Frankly, Gemara Udiyachin Kal, but it's Talmud Torah Udiyachin really Kal. But didn't we learn that women on at a funeral who normally have the job of crying out these sad things should not do it on a Moed? Rabbi Shmuel Lomer Im Hayusmuchos Lamita Metapchos. If they're right near the Mita, they're right near the coffin, then they could be Metapchos. Metapchos means to like bang their chest, you know, like in wailing. So Brashei Chadashim Mechanukah B'Purim Ma'anos Umetap. And Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, they can be ma'anos u'metapchos. B'zeh u'b'zeh einon mekornos, but they cannot be mekonin. Mekonin is to wail out and to cry out some sad things. V'amarab baruna ein moed, and the Tosos and Rashi both explain the difference between ma'anos and mekornos. That ma'anos is everyone answers at one time. Mekornos is that they say it responsively. But so mekornos, I guess, is a little sadder. Amarab baruna ein moed b'fnei talmud chacham. Kol shkein Chanukah. of Purim. If the mace was a Talmud Chacham, if the Nifter was a Talmud Chacham, then we could do all of the sad things. Even Chanukah of Purim would allow to do all these things for the sake of a Talmud Chacham. So the bottom line is, you see that you're allowed to be maspid them, even though you're being mevatel Mikra Megillah. So you see, Talmud Torah is more chamur than Mikra Megillah, because here you have a Talmud Chacham, so it's his Torah, and that's taking precedence over Mikra Megillah, because on Chanukah and Purim, we're being maspid him instead of reading the Megillah. Answers the Gemara, no, that's not Talmud Torah. Kavod Torah Kamrit? Kavod Torah Diachil Chamrit. Talmud Torah Diachil Kal. That's Kavod Torah. Kavod Torah is different than Talmud Torah. For Kavod Torah, we're going to cancel Mikra Megillah. Talmud Torah Diachid is less severe. That's the Kavod Torah is like Gadol Shimusho Yosemi Limuto. That for Kavod Torah, you could be Mevatel. That's what the Gemara says in Maseches Ksuvos, in the second paragraph of Ksuvos, that when a Talmud Chacham dies, if he's Kari Vitani, then you need Shishim Ribo. You would have to go to the funeral unless there was already 600,000 people there, because Kinesinasa Kenetilasa. Same way the Torah was given with Shishim Ribo, when the Torah is taken away from us, it's Shishim Ribo. That's a sense of Kavod Torah. Amar Rava, Pshita li Avodo Mikra Megillah, Mikra Megillah Adif, Mid Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina. Certainly Mikra Megillah beats out Avoda, like we learned from Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina. Talmud Torah, Mikra Megillah, Mikra Megillah Adif, Mid Samach Shabbos Rabbi. Mikra Megillah beats out Talmud Torah, we learned from Rabbi's house, where they made that Kal V'Chomer. The Mikra Megillah beats out the Talmud Torah V'Yachid. Talmud Torah, Meis Mitzvah Adif. If you have Talmud Torah versus a Meis Mitzvah, Meis Mitzvah wins. Because we said Mevatel Talmud Torah for taking out a Meis and for Achnas Kala. Avoda or Meis Mitzvah, Meis Mitzvah Adif, Mivela Achoso. If you have Avoda or Meis Mitzvah wins, and we learned that from the Pasuk of Vela Achoso. Titania, because the Brisa expounds on the Pasuk, Vela Achoso, Matam Lom. Why does the Pasuk have to say that according to Mitami to his sister, Haresha Yaholik, Lishkotis Pischov Lom Lispano, if a guy is going to Shech's Karm Pesach, give his child the Brismila, and he hears of someone that of a relative that died, you might think he should go become tummy to the relative. So the Pesach says no. So you might think, just like he doesn't become tummy to his sister, he also shouldn't become tummy to a meis mitzvah. Tamar of lachoso. No, lachoso who dated mitami. He won't become tummy to a relative of mitami the meis mitzvah, but he does become tummy to a meis mitzvah. So you see, meis mitzvah beats out avoda. Right, because the guy was going to Shechtes Karm Pesach, and we said, if he has a Meis Mitzvah, stop what you're doing, Meis Mitzvah is going to win. So all of those things, Rava says, I know. Here's my Shaila. Boy, Rava, Mikra Megillah Meis Mitzvah, Heminayu Adif. If you have the choice between Mikra Megillah and Meis Mitzvah, who wins? Mikra Megillah Adim Mishim Pursume Nisa. Does Mikra Megillah win because of Pursume Nisa? Or Adim Meis Mitzvah Adim Mishim Kavod Abrios. Or maybe Meis Mitzvah wins because of the heightened sense of Kavod Abrios. So Basar Debaya Hadar Pashta. After he raised the question, Rav himself was able to answer the question. Meis mitzvah adif, da amar mar, gadol kavod abrios, shadochus lo se shabatara. The meis mitzvah is better because kavod abrios is even dochus lo se shabatara, and therefore it's going to be better than mikra megillah, which is only a drabanan, which is only a mitzvah drabanan. So it's certainly going to be, now when we say kavod abrios, shadochus lo se shabatara, the Gemara Maseches Brachos Daf Chaf tells us it really means mitzvah drabanan anyway, but the bottom line is, megillah is drabanan. So kavod abrios, the concerns for Kavod Abrios beats out any Durabanan. Now the concern for Kavod Abrios over here is leaving a mace unburied. That's a different kind of Kavod Abrios than a person being embarrassed. It's considered to be humiliation to all of humanity when we leave the Tzelem Elokim unburied. So that's the Kavod Abrios issue. Now the Gemara is going to start with 8 different statements that are all made by Rabbi Shimon Levi. We're not going to do all 8 today, but maybe we'll do the first 1 or 2. Gufa, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Krach v'kol ha-samach l'v'kol ha-nirimo. On the Beis and Beis we mentioned that a city and anywhere that's near it or seen by it is nidon kekrach, has the same din as the big city itself. So Tana, samach av pishenu nira, nira av pishenu samach. If it's either close or visible, so bishlam nira av pishenu samach mishkach sagom de yasu b'rosh ha-har. I understand how it could be visible even if it's not close by, if it's all the way on the mountaintop and they can see straight down from the mountain, even though it's very far down the mountain. But how do you have something that's nearby but you can't see it? Some Rabbi Yeshua Shev is Benachal. If there's a mountain in between, if it's in a valley and there's a mountain in between, so it could be very nearby, but you won't be able to see past the mountain because you don't have X-ray vision. Vam Rabbi Shubin Levi, second sin Rabbi Shubin Levi. Krach Sheyashav Ubisov Hukav Nidon Kikfar. If you have a city that first was populated and then the wall was built around it, that is the din of a village. My time at the Chsiv V'ish Kiyum Kar Beis Moshav Ir Choma. So it says Moshav Ir Choma Shohukav Ulubisov Yashav. Tells me that it first had to have been surrounded by a wall and then it was Yashav. V'lo Sheyashav Ubisov Hukav. Not where they first populated it and then surrounded it by a wall. Third statement, Rami Rishon ben Levi, Krach she'in ba asara batlanin, nidon kikfar. If you have a city that doesn't have 10 people who are batlanin, who sit and learn in the base medrash all day instead of going to work, so that would have a din of a village. Ma'ikam mashmalan, what's the chiddush tanin? We already know this. Ezu yir gedola, kol she'esh ba asara batlanin. The definition of yir gedola is any place that has asara batlanin. Pachos mikan ariz akvar, anything less than that is considered a village. So answers the Gemara, krach litzrich lei, afagav de mikloi lei, mei al. That any crack that's only a place where of the market where people come from all over the place and is very much bigger than a big city. So I would think that since people come from all over the place and a lot of them are batumli malacha, where they're not doing malacha, but so you would think that it still has a din of a crack. So that's what it comes to tell me. No, if it doesn't have in this town people who are designated as a sara batlanin, then it doesn't have a din of a crack. Okay, we're going to have to stop there because we got to go catch the bus. So let's stop there.